Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Remember, Paul had been at Corinth. He's writing about Apollos had been at Corinth. Others had been there. But notice this. Let's begin in verse number 3. Because Paul mentions Apollos here early in the letter. For ye are yet carnal, speaking of the church of Corinth, whereas there is among you envying. This is a question. Why is there envying and strife and divisions among you? Are you not yet carnal and walk as men? For while one saith, I'm of Paul. Remember, these are divisions in the church at Corinth. There are some members that say, hey, I follow Paul. Others say, I'm of Apollos. Are you not yet carnal? So you see, there's a division in church. Some like Paul's preaching, and some like Apollos' preaching. And then I love this. Let's go on a little farther. Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos? Again, it goes back to the thing about Timothy. We're the same. We're ministers of Christ. We're here just propagating. There's no big I, no little I. I've planted. Apollos watered. Remember, the Apostle Paul started the church at Corinth. He left after 18 months. Apollos followed the Apostle Paul shortly after, obviously after the Apostle Paul left, started the church. And here comes that powerful preacher, the Apollos, who's fervent in the Spirit. And he's an eloquent speaker. And so some of them Corinthian believers, boy, I really like this guy. Nothing wrong with that. But they were putting Apollos over on a different level when they should all be the same. And Paul is addressing that. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. It's interesting. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one. And every man shall receive his own reward according to his labor. So you see, Paul is addressing this thing about Apollos. There are some people there who loved Apollos. He had left. It's interesting. But I notice that there was no animosity or jealousy when he's writing back in 1 Corinthians chapter number 16. As touching our brother Apollos, the word touching, I'm back in 1 Corinthians 16. The word touching means concerning our brother Apollos, because they knew Apollos very well, that church. He said, I really want him to come to you. He'd help you. He'd be a benefit to you. But right now, Apollos isn't going to come. He has some other plans. But eventually, I hope he comes. So you see, you could learn a lot from that one verse, again, about the authority and all, or the lack of it, and that there was no animosity or jealousy, because Paul did call him brother. By the way, you know there's a lot of jealousy among preachers and animosity among, maybe because one has a big church and one has a little church. And it's the one who has a big church. The one who has a little church says, well, he must be doing something wrong because his church is growing. Or maybe the big church looks down at the guy at the little church and says, well, he must be doing something wrong because his church ain't growing. You know, both of them are probably wrong. God puts men in different places. Time flies. I talked to a preacher just, it's probably been 2 months now, about the same issue. He called me. He said, Pastor, he said, in our work, he said, there are preachers talking about Westwood Missionary Baptist Church and the things that are going. Casey gave me a list of new members that we have from 2025 this year. It was on an 8x10 page. It was almost double spaced. Now, you have to understand, some of them were the ones, remember, from the bridge. We baptized some of them. Others, and some of them are coming back, by the way. Harmony is coming. There's so much here. They were unable to come because they were in that program. Now that they are graduating, they're starting to come. They've been coming. These ladies and a couple of guys now are starting to come. But anyway, the point was that there's some things happening at Westwood Missionary. And he called me, he said, you know, these circle of preachers? He said, a couple of the preachers said that they must be compromising the word. Now, these are our people. Because the church is growing, so there must be something. Maybe they loosen their standards or something. They're doing something that we're not doing. Oh, well, obviously. But, you know, with the other... Now me and Eddie's going to talk a little bit. He's the only one talking to me.
Sorry. Okay.
No, but you know what I'm saying? And it's that thing of jealousy and animosity. We ain't doing nothing any different than anybody. I say we are, but we're not. We're still preaching the word of God. Still sending out missionaries. We're not doing anything different than we have. In fact, I've really got off my subject this morning. But you understand, on the other part, there are guys that are in small churches. I'm talking 20, 30. And they're preaching God's word. And when we were at ladies' meet, I went to a ladies' meeting years ago, and never forget. The theme was, you bloom where you're planted. And that's the thought. You bloom where you're planted. God has put you where there's a big church or a small church. God's placed you there, so you bloom there, whether it's 20 people or 200 people or 2,000 people. There should be no animosity and jealousy among the folk. And that's, I could see that relationship between Paul and the rest of them. You sure saw it from Paul. When he talked about Timothy, when he talked about Apollos and all on the same page, and how I got on that one, y'all have to forgive me. But anyway, I also have one other note. Apollos, in verse number 26 in Acts chapter 18, it says that Apollos was bold and not ashamed to proclaim the word of God. That was that fervent spirit. And verse number 27 in Acts 18, Apollos was a great help to the people of God. So Apollos had a lot of great attributes, and I didn't go into his one little... All right, let me go back to 18 and then we'll finish. My ADD or whatever has really kicked in big time this morning. Acts 18. Can you put that back? Okay, Greg goes up there. Verse number 25. This man being instructed in the way of the Lord, Apollos, and being fervent in the Spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. Verse number 26. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom when Aquila and Priscilla had heard. You remember Aquila and Priscilla? Who were they? A man and a wife who were disciples of Paul the Apostle. Paul won them to the Lord, and Paul taught the man and wife. And obviously they had went back to have so much here. But when Aquila and Priscilla heard the apostle or Apollos preaching, he was eloquent, he was on fire, he was fervent, but there was something wrong with some of his doctrine. They took Apollos, unto them of Aquila and Priscilla did, lovingly, and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. Apollos, you're right on everything except this one little thing. You need to get this straightened up in your doctrine, your teaching. And then it goes on about when he was disposed to pass into Achaia, the brethren wrote, talking about the baptism. Am I doing this right? Yeah. Anyway, you see, and it talks about the baptism of John and all that, and Paul comes through and he baptized, or somebody comes through, who was that baptizing them? Later on, but anyway, proper scriptural baptism. Let me get to verse number 13. I love this. Watch ye, he's closing the letter, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit ye like men, and be strong. I remember I preached at a men's retreat a couple years ago at the youth camp in Groveland. I preached this verse, quit ye like men. The word quit, ye like men, the old King James word, it literally means to act. A-C-T, act like men. Amen.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.